We're in the world, but we are not of the world. And because we are not, because we maybe not properly updated and with information and revelation of what's going on in God's economy, we have the tendency to act like the rest of the world. We see things and things that come against us in the natural, and we kind of get down and we start talking about, well, and the government said, well, you know, the what's called the Social Security is about to get broken. This is about to go bad. And most people that's on Social Security know that. And they, you know, some of them get along and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know. Hey, you ain't going to never get that out of me. I already know what I'm going to do. I already made my mind up. I already made a decision in my heart. Before there was a Social Security, God is. Amen. Did you hear what I said? So, God wants you to understand some things and listen to this scripture from the Amplified Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I'm there. That's the one I want. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you are becoming progressively acquainted with and recognizing my strong and recognize more strongly and clearly. Are you hearing me? Notice what he said here. For you are what? Becoming progressively acquainted with and doing what? Recognizing more strongly and clearly what? The grace of who? Did y'all hear what we just said? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, when you recognize this strongly, when you recognize this, you need to know this should be a progressive revelation to you. And you should be acquainted with this. You shouldn't be a saint, an heir, and a member of the kingdom of God. Partner with God and not know this. He said, and my job is to make sure I point this out and make you aware so you can go home and feed on it. So yeah. So you got to teach on the inside of you. So I'm going to read it again. For you are becoming progressively acquainted with and recognizing more strongly and clearly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, his kindness, his what? His gracious generosity, his undeserved favor and spiritual blessing. You didn't do anything to earn it. It's been given to you. And you should be recognizing this. So we're going to look at this. Huh? In that, though he was so very rich, say rich. You need to get used to saying that. He was what? He was so, it didn't say he was rich. He was so very rich. Yet, for your sake, say for my sake, he became what? So very poor. Why did he become so poor? In order that by his poverty, you might become enriched. How? Abundantly supplied. Abundantly supplied. And so you should be acquainted with this. it should become a progressive revelation to you that we are the people that is supposed to possess. You remember me telling you about the little widow woman Brother Hagin told about in his book, his writing, that what's his name, Spurgeon, said they were looking for this document. Y'all remember that? And he went down to visit this woman because she was a member of his church. And she was living in a little old shanty, walled up with pasteboard boxes and different, just a little old shanty, run-down shanty. She was suffering from malnutrition. Her health wasn't good. And he went down to see her, to pray for her, to, you know, to check on her and everything. And when he got there to pray, to minister to her, and this, you know, he happened to see this document on the wall. He asked her about this. She said, "Well, I work for Miss So-and-so, a wealthy lady that really was wealthy." And she left this paper with me, and I framed it, put it on the wall because it was so special to me. She never looked at it to see what it was. And she couldn't read. She wasn't able to read it. He said, "You mind if I take that and with me?" She said, "Yeah, but you better make sure you get it back. Miss So-and-so gave that to me. And I'm so proud of it that I want you to lose it now." So he took it and he said, "This is the third part of that, the will. There's the other part of the will they were looking for." Come to find out, it left her a house. I mean, a fine house. Left her money, clothes. I mean, well cared for the, she was well provided for the rest of her life, and there she was starving. Cold. Didn't have proper heat. Didn't have proper clothes. Didn't have proper food. I'm about to talk to you. Will y'all listen to the word of God this morning? God has well provided for you. Say me. Say that for me. I don't care what you are looking at in the natural. God has well provided for you. Have given you everything. You say, "Well, I know I have my mansion when I get there." I ain't talking about heaven now. I'm talking about on earth. That's where you are. That's where I am. That's where we are. On earth. And God didn't intend for you to live like a renegade. He didn't intend for you to live like a mountain man. No. He intended for you to live like a king kid. Intend for you to live life to the full and be a blessing. So I'm going to read something. I do have time. Hallelujah. And maybe sometime I'll get a chance to go in detail, but I want to target you this morning. At least I mentioned the church at Macedonia and Achaia, they heard about the poor saints in Jerusalem. The poor saints in Jerusalem was in real bad shape. So they wanted to, they had poverty problem themselves. I want you to hear this. But they said, "We're going to take up an offering and we're going to send to them." And this is what Paul was talking about. But I want to show you how you and I have been included in this increase of overflow, of abundance, too much. We can't handle it all. God. Y'all catch that on the way home because y'all just looking at me. But I'm telling you some gospel truth here. Hallelujah.